Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is Dale Moreau, your friendly host with the most in tips, tricks, strategies, and techniques for making network marketing work for you. Bringing you podcast 26, Words Do Matter When Talking to Prospects. Now, you know, lazy people don't skip their favorite cable television show to attend an opportunity meeting. In fact, they don't even invest in an expensive distributor kit or promotional literature or even buy products. And lazy people don't commit part-time work hours every week to build a future for themselves and their families. So why are distributors not working? Well, new distributors have two basic problems that we must address. They don't know what to do, and they do the wrong things. Now, when you think about it, these are serious problems. Now, I conduct training meetings, and all the time, I ask attendees this one simple question. What is the first sentence out of your mouth when you make a business presentation to a prospect? Well, guess what? Usually, the silence is deafening. In fact, the attendees actually avoid eye contact, and they pretend that they're actually looking at their notes. Well, the whole room squirms in agony, hoping that somebody, anyone, will be able to answer the question. And if I didn't say anything, nothing more would happen for the rest of the day. Finally, I give the attendees some relief. I explain that we only have one chance to make a good first impression. And if our first impression is great, we can make mistakes for the rest of our presentation and our prospect will still like us and will still want to join. Now, if our first impression causes our prospect to put up his defenses and mentally guard his wallet and evaluate every future statement from a negative, skeptical mindset, then we are in big trouble, folks. We could give the best presentation, complete with a laser light show, and the prospect still would not join. Now, that's how important our first sentence is in our presentation. It's almost everything. And this holds true for any presentation, whether it be an opportunity meeting, whether it be a prospecting telephone call, or even a business presentation across a kitchen table. Your first sentence will determine the mood and cooperation of your prospect. A bad first sentence will cause your prospect to fold his arms, put up his defenses, guard his wallet, and listen with a skeptical attitude. But a great first sentence will make your prospect a partner. Your prospect will not forgive the fact that you can't remember his name, but he will remember that first sentence. Now, your prospect makes decisions in the first few seconds, such as, should I trust this person? Should I believe what this person says? Do I really like this person? Is this person trying to take advantage of me? And do I want to do business with this person? This is why we must develop a great first sentence. In fact, words do matter. Most trainings concentrate on how to present the products or compensating plan, but very few hours are spent memorizing and practicing presentations and closing techniques with proper words and sentences. And basically, we have wasted the prospect's time, and we have wasted our own. If the opening sentence is great, you can mangle the rest of your presentation, and prospects will still beg you to let them join. Or at least, the very least, prospects will give you a fair hearing. Now think of it like this. I would rather have my distributors give lousy presentations to prospects who love them than give great presentations to prospects who hate them. So back to the super main point I'm trying to make. Words do matter when prospecting. And I can promise you, if you learn the proper first sentences, you will win your prospect and he will join your business. Now, how many of you are willing to learn what it takes to actually make a great presentation? Well, I have all the information that you need on my blog, dalemoreau.net. That's dalemoreau.net. Or you can actually email me at dale@dalemoreau.net, and I will answer anything that you ask me. All you have to do is email me. Now, I hope you enjoyed this presentation. I know I made it brief, but it makes the point that we need to learn first sentences. We need to learn the right words, and we can win our prospects over to us. Now, here is a test. Let's say this. Write down the first sentence out of your mouth when you give a business presentation to a prospect. Does this first sentence turn the prospect off? Does this first sentence make you sound like a salesman? Does your first sentence make the prospect put up sales resistance shields? Or does your first sentence make your prospect immediately want to be your partners? Now just pause for a minute and write down or say out loud the first sentence that you can use. And before starting the presentation, you could say something like this. If you have a few minutes, I would like to tell you how you can quit your job and still make more money. Or maybe even this one. If you have a few minutes, I would like to tell you how you can get a full-time income by working two nights a week. Or maybe even this one. If you have a few minutes, I would like to tell you how we can become filthy, stinking rich in a matter of 6 months. Or maybe even this one. If you have a few minutes, I would like to tell you how you can get a business tactic deduction just like the big companies. Now, isn't that more interesting than saying something like this? Let me tell you about my wonderful business. Or I've got a great opportunity that I know would be perfect for you. Or even maybe this one that we should actually reject. Do you keep your residual income options open? Most people wouldn't even know what you were talking about. Or I've just got involved with this most wonderful company and products. This is a ground floor opportunity guaranteed to be a winner. Well, you get the idea. Those are not great first sentences. Now, some sentences will create good, open-minded prospects who are willing to listen to us, and some sentences will close the mind of our prospects instantly. So use your imagination, pretend you are the prospect, and understand what they would like to hear, and give a great first sentence. Now, I hope you enjoyed this podcast about actually using words to help your prospects whenever you open your mouth. And I want to thank you listeners for taking time out of your busy day for this podcast. And I invite you to join with me in building an empire with network marketing. Email me at dale@dalemoreau.net. That's dalemoreau.net. And you can find more great tips and tricks for making network marketing work for you at my blog, dalemoreau.net. Dale Moreau, your host with food for thought and insights into network marketing and making it work for you, signing off and hoping to see you on the better side of success.
You've been listening to information and conversation about network marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit dalemoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.